Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To like a weird... You know, in my hometown, it has the weird burger and hot dog joint that's just, you know, those who know sort of a place.
Right.
It has all these great places in great cities all over the country, and one of them was Cattleman Steakhouse. And it was like, if you want a nice meal. And, you know, it fancy in Oklahoma City comes a lot cheaper, especially in, like, the year 2000 or 2001, comes a lot cheaper than fancy in San Francisco. So it was a good place to splurge on a fancy meal, and the broke ass band went to Cattleman Steakhouse.
The fancy meal just followed the Golden State Warriors right in there, I guess. Then because that was a big bottle of wine that they pick up. We go to show wine consultant Ray Ratto. Ray, what'd you think of that big purchase right there? How many points is that on the Ray Ratto point scale?
Close to infinity. I've never had a bottle that cost more than $100 in my life. And I'm not,
and for the
my
record,
palate,
Ray,
here's my wine. I'm going to summarize my wine knowledge. There's two colors.
Incorrect. There's at least three. It's okay to rosé, Ray. It's okay to rosé. Just let yourself
go. No. Rosé I can do.
Put on a sundress.
I don't drink white.
Okay. There you go.
Wow. Interesting. Wow.
I
don't know if that's snobby or what.
Chardonnay, I mean, that's a nice one.
You can walk me down this road all you want.
The man doesn't eat burritos either, and he
burritos.
He's lived in the Bay Area his whole life, and he has no interest in trying it. So, like, there's no point debating what he will and will not consume. But
my palate deserves no better than for me to cram the garbage that I crammed down it.
Well, that's
I
fair,
gave it
but
a chance.
Also, Ray, I mean, worth pointing out. $100 bottle of wine is a very good bottle of wine. Like, I'm not going to say I've never had one, but like when I drink wine, it's usually of the $15 and cheaper variety. So like a $100 bottle is a nice ass bottle of wine, if you don't mind me saying.
Sure.
A $5,000 bottle is like, you know,
somebody around here
never
just
had
passed
that.
Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah.
I mean, that's right. Exactly.
I'm going to extend the only real wine knowledge I have from a friend of mine named Tom Riley, who knows wines like you wouldn't believe. And his theory is, once you get past $50, it better be a really good bottle of wine. But a bottle of wine that costs $100 is not twice as good as a bottle that costs $50. There is a finite, there's a wall in space where when you start drinking a $5,000 bottle of wine, all you're doing is showing off.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a night to show off, though.
Yeah, you're looking for something.
Oh, no. I don't. They should have bought a case and made Lakin pick it up.
Something
incredibly
rare.
I think 60 grand in wine at a meal is, I mean, look, Curry and Draymond helped build that building. So 60,000, Lacob's getting off cheap.
that's a trip to the vending machine for a Coke for Lacob. Are you serious? That's no problem at all. Lacob could pick that up and send us all complimentary. It's about time you pigs tried a bottle of wine this night, bottles, and he wouldn't even know the money was gone. So we're not worried about that. Good for the boys. Glad they're drinking. And I'll tell you what, your wine friend, he's on to something. I got a lot of wine friends, too, and they all know the exact same thing. A lot of wine friends, a lot of wine people, a lot of wine industry, a lot of restaurant people, and any restaurant should be measured by nothing less than how good its second least expensive bottle of wine is. Because nobody gets the least expensive bottle of wine on a menu, but the second least expensive is an entry point, which most people come into a bottle of wine at. So that's got to be a good bottle. A great restaurant can be measured by the quality of its second least expensive bottle of wine. There you go. Little big fat boy insider tip for you and yours to enjoy as you're out there perusing the wine menu as we return to normal life, hopefully soon enough. Again, bring out
let
the
me just say quickly, as a man of a lower class, some people definitely do get the cheapest bottle of wine on the menu, but I love that theory because it is like the cheapest bottle is for people who don't care, right? The second cheapest bottle is for people who kind of care, but maybe don't necessarily know what they're doing and don't want to waste their money.
Sommelier,
yeah, and you could tell the cheapest bottle, not by the price, but by the word house.
A sommelier friend just said simply, forget about the stuff in the back of the menu. It takes zero wine experience to say these super expensive bottles of wine are good bottles of wine. What can you find at a reasonable price? That's where sommeliers are money or just jokers working on the house. Anyway, so we got to get going. We got to take a real quick break. Everybody get your wine. Everybody get what you need to get through the show. Fill it to the brim. We got we're on the air till 4:30 today, so nobody can get too intoxicated during the program. It won't last
Are
that long.
Are you daring me?
I am daring you, Ray. Go ahead. Wet T-shirt Ratto is what I'm looking for here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's a What If Wednesday. We got Monty Poole joining us at 3:45 today. We've got an awful lot of stuff coming up, including some very funny, yet as far as I'm concerned, concerning sound from Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who says he's never heard of Alex Rodriguez. Really? Come on. Okay, we're going to talk about that. We got a lot of stuff to get into. We do have a little surgery scheduled for James Wiseman. We'll tell you when that's coming up. An awful lot of stuff this afternoon in a short amount of time. I hope you're ready to go. Check your wine menus, and we're off. $1,000 going to give you a chance to win it right here and now. Text the code word DESTINY to 72881. DESTINY to 72881. Brought to you by Osh. This is a multi-state contest with message and data rates applying. We'll remind you again, Warriors in Oklahoma City, Cattlemen's may or may not be mentioned in the broadcast tonight. Thunder, getting you all ready for it. You're going to have to find out who these guys are. No one even knows. People in Oklahoma City don't even know who the Thunder are, for goodness sakes. J.D. Covey going to get you set up with Warriors live at 4:30, tip off right after 6 o'clock. We are brought to you by Network Capital Funding.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
Since you're running out of road trips and games and chances to prove that you are indeed worthy of playoff inclusion, as big of a road trip as you can find all year, which makes it the biggest road trip of the year because they're running out of them here. Warriors got to show it against the Thunder. They got the Cavaliers after that. These are must-win NBA games if you want to pretend you are, you know, a reindeer worthy of the reindeer games. If you want to be Rudolph, you've got to win these next two. So hopefully they go out and they do that.
Yeah, and not just that, because the next two, you're right. But, I mean, if you're being real serious, 4-1 is out there for you on this road trip because Boston is far from unbeatable, okay? 3-2 is almost necessary. Because not only do you have the OKC-Cleveland games to start the trip, but you finish it with Washington, and boy, if you don't get some revenge against that team, I think you'll really be kicking yourself. So, to me, like this has got to be a 3-2 road trip. And look, they sort of after blowing the Washington game, they sort of made it up with the win against the Nuggets, and I guess there's the opportunity for that if you do blow one of those losable games to go steal one from Philly, but that's tough. That's a Philly team that's competing for playoff position, and I wouldn't bet on it. So go take care of business, to your point, today and tomorrow. The only thing tough about this is that it's a back-to-back on the road, and you know the game tomorrow starts less than 24 hours after the game today. Other than that, these are as winnable games as you can find in this league.
They are winnable while keeping in mind that, you know, the Warriors do winnable games in a weird way.
They sure do.
I mean, you don't beat Denver after not beating Washington. That makes no sense.
Well, but is that, you know, some of that is the Warriors, Ray, right? For sure.
No, it's mostly the Warriors. But it's mostly the Warriors can't be trusted. Is my point.
Well, right, but I mean it's the Warriors this year. And I guess what I'm wondering is how much weight are the words this year carrying in that sentence? Cuz I'm not as locked into other teams. I know the other team I'm marginally locked into, the Chicago Bulls, has also had some weird results in terms of getting beaten up by bad teams and beating good teams. So I do wonder if that's just part of our condensed schedule right after the bubble in a shortened season in COVID circumstances. If part of that environment just includes an element of we're going to have some weird results.
Maybe, but you know, I don't know that Utah has a lot of weird results. I don't know that Phoenix does. This is a statement about teams that are profoundly incomplete. That's why they're in 10th, you know, both the Bulls and the Warriors. That's why they're both under 500. I don't think it's the nature of the year as much as it is the nature of the rosters and the nature of the teams.
Right. Look at this.
Can I make one quick counterpoint? The Phoenix Suns have lost the Suns have lost to the Kings, the Pistons, the Wizards, the Thunder, the Grizzlies, who are not bad.
The Grizzlies are probably the hottest team in the league right now.
Well, but this was much earlier in the season. The Minnesota Timberwolves, the Orlando Magic, those are more than half of their losses that I just listed off. So, you know, as Lucas just said in my ear, they also lost to the Nets without Kyrie or KD. To be fair, they did have James Harden, I think. But still, like, I think even the Phoenixes and Utahs have had some weird results is the point I'm making.
Let me surmise what you guys have been talking about for 3 minutes in just 20 seconds. A wonky year is harder on bad teams than it is good teams. And the Warriors, they're not that great of a team, and it's a wonky year. So it's just been hard to get anything going in the right direction for sure. You got beatable opponents. I really don't want to hear a word about back-to-back or anything like that anymore. It's just there's no more time for excuses. If Kelly Oubre can't play tonight, which it looks like he won't, hopefully he's out there tomorrow because Steph has got to basically go pedal to the metal 2 games in a row. Steph has got to go pedal to the metal from here to the end of the season if you want to go to the playoffs. Period, end of story. That's how it's going to work. Go ahead, play well, win a couple winnable games, and then we'll worry about everything else later.
And I know, I know that Steph shooting more is your pet project, but also in a game like this without Kelly Oubre, we saw it against Denver. Draymond's got to be a scorer more than he wants to be. That's got to be part of it because there's only so many guys available to them right now who can score in an NBA basketball game. So Draymond's got to be one of those guys.
Get it done. Thunder are currently on a 7-game losing streak, and you can't name anybody on their roster except Lu Dort. And you got to be even a real big basketball fan to know who Lu Dort is right now. So
hold on, he dropped 42 just the other day. So let's put some respect on Lu Dort's name.
Right. Anyone
it was
who
last
might
night.
Have,
it was last night.
Anyone who might have been watching SportsCenter this morning has heard about him for the first time in their lives.
There you go.
This morning. Unless you're kind of a dorky NBA guy, he had a really nice, like, honest-to-God defensive moment on LeBron earlier in the year.
In the playoffs, so,
No, that was
in the bubble. In the bubble playoffs, he had a moment.
That was great.
Yeah.
Lu Dort forever. Hashtag it all.
No, but he's a pretty NBA fan.
He's a
NBA
useful player on any roster.
Player.
Yeah, he's good.
It's not a diss to him, but he's hardly a household name.
No one's ever guarded James Harden like Lou Dort, ever in the history of the league.
That's right. He was all up in Harden's grill,
too.
That's
what it
was. That was fantastic.
Yeah. And the other thing is, his real name is Lou Gens. So being Lou Dort is not enough. It does not fully explain
French, I believe,
the depth and breadth of his game.
Yeah, it's Lugans Dort. It looks like
apparently
lug nuts
it's
almost.
Lugwentz.
You look at it real fast. Lugans? I don't know. I know we got Teo Maledon as your starting point guard tonight of your Oklahoma City Thunder. And whenever you can get Teo Maledon,
it's another Frenchman, a lot of
into
Frenchmen.
Your starting lineup, you do it. Darius Baisley at the three.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah Roby. Mm. Who knows?
Roby.
Any relation to Reggie Roby? Is that his kid?
It's his daughter.
Nice. I love punters' daughters in the NBA. Moses Brown starting at the five. Clearly a direct descendant of Moses Malone. So very,
the
C-parter.
Very exciting. That's what they call him, the C-parter.
The C-parter. That's great.
Well, Moses Brown is interesting.
No, he's not.
Well, he actually is, because he's one of these kids who was – an elite high school player, like coming out, you know, of
like
high
James
school,
Wiseman.
A McDonald's All-American level player. He's 7'2", and he had some issues that, you know, sort of derailed, I think, his college career and his draft process. But, you know, he's only 21, and he is playing like a guy who was one of the top prospects as a high schooler right now. You know what I mean? So there might actually be something there with Moses Brown. Isaiah Roby, I literally have barely heard of, which is saying something, because I pay pretty close attention to this league.
Yeah, Oklahoma City they're doing the not-so-surreptitious tank by playing this roster night in and night out. And these guys, I mean, if you look back at a box score from a month ago, it's the same names. I mean, Oklahoma City, for a team that was sort of flirting at the edges of maybe making a run at 10th, you know, no, that got stamped out. I mean,
well,
they're now, I think, like 5.5 back, and they are playing perfect strangers.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about this team, and the reason this game is, you know, imminently winnable instead of potentially tricky is, for a lot of the season, that this was a team that was playing around a really exciting young star in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And so any given night, you know, and they started playing other young guys, but like, I guess more credible young guys is one way to put it. And it's no knock to all these dudes, but you're essentially trotting out a G League team right now, with the possible exceptions of Dort and Baisley, you know, and I don't, you know, it is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah, there's no reason to say another word about Oklahoma City Thunder other than the
except
Warriors damn well better beat them tonight.
That's right.
Period.
That's right.
End of story. Full stop. Beat the Thunder. So, you know, I do love the NBA. I love all the stories around the NBA. The characters in this league are unbelievable. The characters are the old men, the veterans, and some young guys really come in and just say something that gets your attention, is particularly funny, a new way of looking at things. Gotta love the kids. Kids say the darndest things, as they say. Well, the number one pick in the draft, Mr. Anthony Edwards, was talking to the Timberwolves sideline reporter in the preseason sit-down. This is a long, long time ago. And he was asked about the other sports that he had played in his life. And apparently, he talked about how he played baseball when he was just a little kid. Here is Anthony Edwards preseason, NBA preseason. This had nothing to do with anybody buying the Timberwolves. Not yet, anyways. Here he is talking about baseball. Funny stuff. Cute guy. What a personality. Listen to this. It's great.
I used to play baseball when I was young. Yeah, it'd be hot.
Really? How good a baseball player were you?
I could have went to the MLB.
MLB?
Yeah.
I am not surprised.
I'm serious, though.
I love your confidence. What positions
pitcher.
Did you play?
I played pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Is that the name we talking?
You could hit the ball.
But I was fourth, fifth hitter. You know what that means.
Cleanup. Yeah.
Scrape cleanup on aisle 3.
funny guy, irrational self-confidence, got the positions right. Who knows how good he was? I love how it's called the MLB. I could have made it to the MLB. Who knows?
Who knows if he ever played, quite frankly.
You might be right about that. And that's not a terribly unfair question, because in another story that absolutely relates to this story, Alex Rodriguez is part of the new ownership group that is going to be approved to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's another story unto itself. But they, of course, brought this back to the players in the latest press situation, and they said, hey, you know, Alex Rodriguez is going to basically be like one of the owners of the Minnesota Timberwolves. What do you think of that? And here is what Anthony Edwards had to say.
Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? What do you mean? Like, who is he?
The baseball player, Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball.
Okay. We need to talk. We need to talk, everybody. Because he wasn't asked if he knew who Moises Alou was. He wasn't asked if, you know, what he thought of Armando Benitez buying the Oklahoma City Thunder. No one asked him, what did you, you know, can you pick Todd Helton out of a random lineup of faces? Like, this is not an obscure player. This is Alex Rodriguez. And I just, he's never heard of Alex Rodriguez? Never?
Not if he played baseball as a kid. At least it's implausible to me that he could play baseball as a kid, which was, what, 10 years ago or 12 years ago when A-Rod was still in his prime. I find it hard to believe that he did both of those things, played baseball and never heard of Alex Rodriguez. He's lying about one of the two. And I hope to God it's that he was lying about playing baseball. Because I really want him not to know that Alex Rodriguez is a guy who owns a small piece of the Minnesota Timberwolves now. That's the story I want.
I guess.
Well, here's the other thing. Just quickly to add on to that, I agree with everything Ray just said, and to just add on to the final point that I'd prefer that he was lying about playing baseball. Like, if he's lying about playing baseball in that initial interview you just played, right? That's still kind of funny and cute. It's weird, but again, he was already being kind of funny and cute and weird in that soundbite, right? If he's lying about not knowing who Alex Rodriguez is, or if somehow he did play baseball from the ages of 8 to 12 or whatever when A-Rod was still a pretty big deal in Major League Baseball, like winning championships, for instance, why would you lie about that when he's your new own? Like, that would be weird in maybe a weirder, bad, more bad way, in my view.
What I don't understand is how anyone could be so incapable of observation of the world around them. I mean, you don't need to know anything about art to have heard of the Mona Lisa. Okay, you don't need to know anything. I haven't watched a single episode of Full House in my life. I know the Olsen twins were on that show. You know, I mean, like, there is just some things that were so big and so popular that how do you miss this in your life? I mean, forget about baseball, first of all, because Alex Rodriguez has been one of the biggest names in the media from the years 2000 through 2016. He spent every single moment of his life since his retirement on TV, still pursuing high-profile projects that equal intended and unintended fame. He dates J-Lo. He was at Joe Biden's inauguration because he dates J-Lo. I mean, come on.
You've mentioned a bunch of things here that your average 12 to 15-year-old could not care less about and doesn't have to know because he has a phone in his hand that he can use to look up whatever he wants to.
More than that.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
without insulting the younger generation, I think we can say, like, all of that stuff, with the exception of dating J-Lo, which, like, you only know if you're reading tabloids, really. All of that stuff is pretty well within the world of baseball. So if you really had no interest and no connection whatsoever with the world of baseball, then I could believe...
Stop it! I'm sorry. This is not some... We're not asking for...
Mom doesn't know who A-Rod is.
We're not asking for some deep level of understanding about a boutique topic. We're not asking him about
A-Rod is.
I bet you she does.
Get her on the phone. I'll text her. Yeah, let's find out. I'm interested in this now because, for instance, my mom for sure 100% knows who Tom Brady is, right?
Here's the deal. Just text
but
her.
But I don't know if she knows who A-Rod is. But
Don't take any liberties. Just say, Mom, do you know who Alex Rodriguez is?
Yeah, you can't say A-Rod because they said Alex Rodriguez. I feel like an A-Rod is a dead giveaway that you should know who that is.
Do you know who Alex Rodriguez is? Let's see what your mom says. To me, like anyone with access to the internet, I mean, this isn't like you only know that he dated J-Lo because you read tabloids. I don't read tabloids. But I have the internet,
right?
My television.
No, because of the J-Lo thing, she probably does know him now that you pointed out.
Oh, couching bets now.
But let's find out. No, you're right. I hadn't thought about it that way, but my mom probably does. But I guess here's what I'm saying. If you were really a lot of guys at this level of talent who've been sort of the thing their whole life are pretty aloof when it comes to the rest of the world. And if you really... If you were a guy who was all basketball all day and you weren't watching the inauguration and you didn't care about anything else, I could kind of see it, right?
No. I didn't ask him, do you know where the Suez Canal is?
Okay, so here we are. This is excellent. We got a text back from my mother. We got two texts, both of which show you something about my life and... my mother and also the world.
What'd she say?
She said, a baseball player,
Done. She knows.
Yeah, hold on. Wait. It gets better.
No, she already knows.
I know, but it's a funny text. Is he A-Rod, had some kind of relationship with J-Lo, And then the second text is, are you testing me?
There you go. Yes, we were. She passed phenomenally. Tell her that you doubted her, but Damon Bruce believed. Tell her, mother.
My dad will tell her that.
I doubted you, Mom. Oh. Damon believed in you because you have eyeballs, breathe oxygen, and electricity. You have access to all three: sight, life, and the internet. That's all you need to know who Alex Rodriguez is. There is hardly an American in Anthony Edwards' entire lifetime that has lived a higher profile life in his lifetime than Alex Rodriguez. He has been the head story in the sports page, in the fashion page, in the business page, in the scandal page. His 1 year of suspension from Major League Baseball was the biggest story on planet Earth, every continent, front page news. I mean, it's Alex Rodriguez.
You just mentioned the word page, which I don't think means much to Anthony Edwards because...
Web page, Ray. Well, web page.
You are grossly overestimating the curiosity of the modern teenager. Lament it all you want, and I would support you on that. But I've raised a teenager. In fact, I've raised two. And
don't they?
He barely knows because he's not interested in baseball. He's interested in the A's, or at least he was until he moved.
So he's not interested in baseball
in general. And if I said the words Alex Rodriguez, he'd have to think. And he's not a stupid kid at all. But, you know,
I don't know which way to go.
Your mom can outwit you. Let's just be honest. She knew what game you were playing and just outthought you. It was simple.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
chess.
Sure, but for instance, she lives in Chicago, and I 100% guarantee she doesn't know who Nick Foles is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she is about as disconnected from sports as you could be living in a family with people who care. And so I think
this
is a point in Damon's favor that A-Rod transcends that sort of thing. So I don't know. This is interesting.
He's so much larger than the sports world. My God, it's Alex Rodriguez again. I don't know an awful, awful lot about, you know, Egyptian anything, but I've heard of King Tut. It's the end all be. Like, how about this? True or false? Anthony Edwards is a professional athlete. True or false? True or false?
That's the other
part of
it. He
plays for the Timberwolves, so you need to give me some time on
but
that.
So on his way
but
to
hold
playing
on.
For the Timberwolves. Hold on. On the way of playing for the Timberwolves, right? He might have worked out on a gym, and he might have, when he was at Georgia, heard the topic of steroids being brought up on an SEC football campus just once in the year that he was there. If you've ever discussed steroids, which every professional athlete has, period, end of story, that's just the truth of it. You've talked about A-Rod.
Yeah, listen, we're having the youngsters in the studio take a straw poll of people their age to see sort of what results we get. But here's the thing about this. I understand a world where you're aloof enough. I shouldn't say I even understand it, but I can conceive of a world where you're aloof enough to not know who Alex Rodriguez is. I don't understand that. Certainly if you have ever played baseball, but maybe more importantly, if you're a professional athlete as well, like there is an element of kookiness to this whole thing and to Anthony Edwards in general.
Somebody on here says facts. They don't care about A-Rod. That's not the question.
That's okay.
The question was, have you ever heard of?
Have you heard of him?
I have follow-up questions. So here are my follow-up questions for young Mr. Anthony Edwards. Just because I want to know what his level of pop culture awareness is.
Yeah.
Has he ever heard of a series of movies called The Matrix? Because Alex Rodriguez is about as popular as the Matrix movies. Like, that's how big he is. Has he ever
heard? That's before his time, though, for sure.
Doesn't matter.
Right?
They crank them out all the time. Still all the time. There are Matrix is everywhere. Have you ever heard of Ellen? Ellen DeGeneres. Ever. Have you ever heard of Ellen DeGeneres? Have you ever heard of Ellen DeGeneres? She's literally the one of the most popular Americans in our shared lifetimes.
If Ellen and the Matrix are your test cases, I think you're going to be even more disappointed with the youth in general.
Has he ever heard of a movie called Avatar? Because Avatar was the biggest movie in the world when he was 8 years old. The biggest movie in the world when I was 8 years old was Return of the Jedi. I remember it. Has he ever heard of Avatar? Did he grow up inside a house with a television? Did he have a radio in the car? Good God, I've never heard of Alex Rodriguez. Are you kidding me? We are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises whatsoever. Our Exergen temperature check, which, I mean, has he ever heard of that? Come on, you should have. Right now, it is mostly sunny and 72 degrees down in San Jose.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome, welcome. We got a short show today because the Warriors are taking on the eminently beatable Oklahoma City Thunder, who just became more beatable. It's as if we spit in the basketball gods' eyes, gentlemen. Ray, Matt, who's the one possibly recognizable Oklahoma City Thunder that we all agreed on? Everyone's favorite, Mr. Letty, ESPN Sports Center this morning, Lou Dort. As long as Lou Dort is in there, you got a reason to watch the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's Lou Dort's world. We're all just living in it. Except for tonight, Lou Dort has just been ruled out for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So your only recognizable Thunder just exited the stage. Oh, boy. So the Warriors are playing. I mean, look, if Billy Donovan were still their coach, he might have to play tonight. Who are they playing tonight?
I would guess.
Who's filling in for Lou Dort?
It's going to be a lot of Ty Jerome. And I know you guys know a lot about Ty Jerome.
Oh, Ty Jerome.
Well, if it's him, it's his second start of the year.
Of the Jeromes.
Had a big tournament, did he not? Am I thinking of the correct Ty Jerome? Yeah. Played for a Virginia team that won the national championship, yeah.
Okay. It also, now it, I, now it I spot could, the name.
It could also be Sviatoslav Mihailuk.
Well, that's Svi Mihailuk. He's made you know seven him from college, too. He's Kansas.
We actually
Come
broke
on,
in,
we know some of these
we
guys.
We broke into
They're
the
not
show
good players.
With breaking news to tell you that he got traded to the Thunder. So you guys
that's
all
right.
should
he
remember
was a
that.
That's right. He yep. was a breaking news update at one point in this ridiculous program. He, look, here's the thing. I'm being silly. Like I said, I follow the league pretty closely. So Ty Jerome and Darius Bazley are names I know, but they're not good. You know, Lugans Dort was going to be the best player on the floor if he played tonight because Shea Gilgeous, I can't say that today or any day. Shea Gilgeous Alexander, I know how to say it, Nash. I just can't make it come out of my mouth right. SGA, if you will. He's the future of this organization, really. I mean, that's what they are. Him and a bunch of young guys in draft picks. But the other young guys on this team right now, besides Shea, are largely the sort of young guys you take a flyer on as opposed to the sort of young guys you build around. So they got a whole bunch of guys you might take a flyer on all playing together tonight against the Golden State Warriors, and that's a game you better win.
They also have Alexei Pokuševski, who went a very long time without even attempting a free throw this year.
And he is actually out as well tonight, Ray. He is out because he has been shooting too much. He has right arm soreness. He's had to miss the last couple games. They've been relying on him too much.
I don't want to
How do you know? You don't know what happened. Don't blame his gunning. But this is a 19-year-old 7-footer with guard skills in theory. He's not.
He's got
NBA
shooter's
ready.
Arm.
He does. He's not NBA ready physically, but he does have some incredible skill level for a person of his size that, you know, could be interesting down the road. But again, even if he was playing, that's still a guy who's a major project getting serious NBA minutes, which is not a recipe for quality.
By the way, can we get
He went 25-9 the other night against Charlotte.
The He's only fun. The only real serious NBA story of the entire day, and I don't mean to pivot to something actual serious to stop the fun and tomfoolery that we're having, but did you guys see the story where Jason Tatum admitted to a reporter last night after the Celtics game that he uses an inhaler? He had COVID this year. He has never used or needed an inhaler before in his entire life. We were told we do not understand the disease, its long-term ramifications, or what it might mean to professional athletes. And, you know, the Clay Travises of the world wanted you to know that no professional athletes were dying, as if life or death, on or off, were the only way to measure what might be the unknown about something. Jason Tatum, and who knows, again, what the true extent of the damage is, but right now you have an incredibly young with a gargantuan ceiling upside of an NBA player experiencing months after symptoms of COVID to which he now needs an inhaler, which this is not some had you had told guys before the bubble started, hey, some of you are going to need an inhaler when this is all and done. I wonder if the bubble would have happened, to be totally honest with you, but
They probably would have asked you, how long will I need that inhaler for? And you would have said, I don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Jason Tatum thing ought to scare the hell out of every athlete in the world, which is why I'm thinking of Andrelton Simmons, who's a profound anti-vaxxer, you know, plays baseball every day. He's on the COVID list. And I mean, it just, they don't want to know what they don't want to know. And I think the Jason Tatum story, if they can truly link this to COVID, ought to be told to every athlete in America. This is what happens if you think you're bulletproof. You know?
And it also makes me wonder with someone like Draymond Green or James Wiseman, both of whom, by different standards and in different ways, have had very up and down years. You know, we believe both of them. We don't I guess we don't have this confirmed officially, but we believe both of them had COVID before the year began, and I wonder how much that affected them. I guess Draymond did confirm that he had it. But you have to wonder the effect of that, even if it's just on how long it took or how easy it is for them to get in and stay in NBA, you know, cardio shape. It's something you can't not think about now with all these guys.
Look, when it comes to Jason Tatum's individual situation, what's the two-way street? I mean, I guess there's the third avenue of it stays the same forever, but nothing really stays the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. So you would think that we will, you know, a year from now, is he still needing the inhaler? 10 years from now, does he need more than an inhaler? Is this a level of deterioration? I look at it this way. I know we'll be tracking Jason Tatum for reasons that extend well beyond what did he shoot tonight for the Celtics? Like, what does his career look like going forward, and how comfortable is he out there in extended minutes with now a breathing symptom? I won't even call it an issue.
Something worse than before, right? Something that wasn't there before is now there. And, you know, like you're saying, we don't know if it's permanent. We don't know what it's going to look like a year from now, 2 years from now, 20 years from now. We don't have any answers. And, you know, that is the scary thing about this virus. It's also the answer to the people who are like, well, yeah, one day they're saying wear one mask, the next day wear two masks. Like, I guess they're making it all up. No, we just don't know. We're learning as we go.
It's
because
trial
that's
and
what
error.
Novel means. Yes, and you know, the novel coronavirus is what this thing is called, because it's novel means we've never seen it before. It's new. And that's why we're all learning as we go. And obviously with Jason Tatum, you hope everything gets back to the way it was before he ever had COVID. But we don't know that will ever happen.
Person on the text line says he needs an inhaler, but you'd have no idea why. Seven times the people who got vaccinations now have severe blood clots. So inhaler or that's blood clots, you choose what chance you would take. There is no dumber thing that we're going to get texted all day, and you are the victim of wild misinformation. That is completely incorrect. That is intellectually dishonest as the day is long. Stop it. Stop it. And I'll tell you, shame on the CDC for going public with all this. I mean, there's an abundance of caution, and then there's a stupid decision. This is a stupid decision to pause on Johnson & Johnson. Number one, do you realize that it's only affected women, so they should just keep giving it to men? They should call it the men's only vaccine. You know, just give it to men. It's affecting women. It happened to 6 women out of 6 million. 1 in a million literally are the odds. 1 in a million. And 1 in a million aren't odds to be worried about. Not never, not ever in any way, shape, or form. One woman did die. An incredibly tragic, sad thing for her. Millions and millions and millions and millions of other people won't now. Just stop it. Stop regurgitating your Sean Hannity, OAN, QAnon nonsense. Stop it. You want to know what real people are saying? Let me bring you over to a company I think we would all agree here on Sports Talk Radio. Just ain't messing around. Just ain't messing around. And ain't messing around not because it cares about you, but because it wants its cash. And I bring you once again to the NFL. The good old glorious shake them upside down for their money NFL. The Bills have declared 100% capacity. Come on down to the stadium this upcoming week 1 preseason. We're open to 100% capacity if you've been vaccinated. Well, what if I haven't been vaccinated? Well, screw you. You can watch the game from your couch is what the Buffalo Bills have basically said. But my rights to choose, the Buffalo Bills said, our rights to choose what schmucks we let in and what we don't, that's our right. And the deal is vaccination to enter. Don't have a vaccination, doesn't matter. Don't have a vaccination for good reasons, doesn't matter. Don't have a vaccination for religious reasons, doesn't matter. Don't have a vaccination for your own medical reasons, which to you are a unique package of circumstances, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you're going to see that. I would be shocked if when we get wide vaccine availability, like anyone who can have it, anyone who wants it can have it for free anytime. You're going to see that almost everywhere. Certainly almost everywhere, for lack of a better descriptor, above the Mason-Dixon line.
I know somebody who cannot have the vaccine because there is a chemical in it that their body cannot absorb. And she feels awful. Not physically, but because she wants the vaccine. She would like to be guarded from COVID. So, you know, there are reasons why you can't get it. But they're not good ones, unless it's medical, unless there is something in the vaccine itself you can't absorb. But that is incredibly rare, according to what her doctor told her. So,
and I would expect, unfortunately for her, I would expect that people like her are just going to be SOL when it comes to going to certain big events. That's going to be a fact of life moving forward.
Yeah, it's until very
they
unfortunate.
Until they can create a vaccine that doesn't contain that chemical, which is right. The one thing that she's been told. It's just, you don't get to have the vaccine yet because it'll make you sick.
Well,
it'll make
you not going.
Sick.
Yeah.